Welcome back to Campaigns of the Plains. Last time, these guys had met with the regent of the city, a small, lawful man named Zazariku Papariku, who is the regent of Rester, kind of a placeholder for the queen in the city, the capital city of Rubus here. He had apprehended some Imperials that were making a ruckus, but offered to throw them a dinner later on in the evening. The group had a pretty straightforward goal of getting to the Burning Temple and trying to recover the Aeon known as Ifrit. On their way, they did meet an Albed that Milos had paid some money towards Jarek to attempt to make plans for a future sports named Blitzball. A couple of others had invested, including Ellie, and a very heavy investor, Becky, and he said that he would have a surprise for you guys later on. So, what is that surprise? We shall find out later. However, you guys went and saw what Sparks Academy kind of looked like on the outside on your way to the temple. This big obsidian pillar temple in the center of the city. As you went in, you found out a little more information that perhaps the Church of the Aeons, or the Church of the Faith, is not so prevalent here, and that those who now control Ephrester perhaps worship a group of deities known as the Twelve. More on that later. As you guys had attempted to go into the temple, you found that the temple was in some kind of state of flux. Pyreflies were changing it constantly. And you hadn't figured out what was going on with the temple until you reached the crystal. It was still fractured. Had somebody inside of the crystal done a little bit of investigating and found that the woman inside of the crystal, known as Dori or Dorica, had actually been either impaled by or implanted with this dark piece of metal. Asher had kind of drawn the metal from the woman in the crystal into his armor, and now is kind of rocking a full body set of this dark shimmering armor. As soon as that armor had formed, however, you actually see that this temple starts to begin to take shape, form its own trial. Fire begins to burst forth from different areas of the temple, and through that fire, this great, devilish, almost lion-like entity bursts forth from the flames. These giant black obsidian horns, giant claws that seem to rend the very earth. The heat in here is unbearable, and he lets loose this giant roar. So, let's go ahead and start with initiative tonight.
We can't try to persuade him.
You can start on your turn.
You're going to use your fancy initiative tracker?
I can certainly do that since we have...
I would roll terribly.
Yeah, you guys must roll terribly because I did okay.
I rolled a 1, but I had advantage.
You have advantage?
Okay. So 25 to 20s?
20.
20? So, try to include this here. Initiative tracker in ours. Just gonna... Alright. What's your dexterity modifier?
My dex mod is
16D Beyond is.
Yep.
I think I have your character sheet up.
I know. It's just being in pain. Plus 1 for my dex mod.
Okay. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. 19 through 14.
18.
18? 17. 17. Okay. 13 through 9?
13.
13. Milos and Ellie, what are your initiatives?
CX.
Six.
Oh, okay. What are your initiative modifiers?
Plus two.
Okay, so Elspeth will technically go first.
Don't worry, guys. I'm bringing up the rear. Just in case anyone needs some healing.
Sometimes it's good to go last. Nothing wrong with going.
Okay. It's not really a good spot for me to put this for everybody to see, so I'm just going to kind of put him right up behind me here. So, Ifrit will be going first. So, with a mighty roar, Ifrit uses its lair action to turn up the heat. I need everybody to make me constitution saving throws. The DC is going to be 16.
Ifrit dice is failing me.
Okay.
17.
15. Okay. 9. 18. 23. Okay. So, Becky and Ellie, right now the heat is so unbearable that you cannot keep concentration on spell effects and you have disadvantage on constitution saving throws.
Perfect. Oh, that's only fucking the, I mean, you the guys worst. Are
melee fighters, so that'll be fine for you.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Just melee
totally,
people.
It's a good thing you guys don't know magic at all.
I mean, if I lost that and I had to, couldn't use any magic, that'd be really shitty.
But yeah, you have disadvantage on constitution saving throws while this effect is happening.
And this effect happens okay. Until I douse myself with a bucket of water, or...?
You can certainly try.
Okay.
And as far as concentration, I cannot maintain concentration? Is that it? Or
concentration, correct.
I cannot.
Cannot, at the moment.
Okay.
What's concentration, Precious?
So...
Something you can't do.
It's for this round, as clarification.
Okay.
Just for one round?
For this round. So if you would have had any concentration abilities going on, you cannot continue and any spell effects would drop. If you were making constitution saving throws this round, you would have disadvantage.
Got it.
So y'all just got heat-induced ADHD.
Listen, Ellie's already there.
So that is its lair action. As part of a, I won't use those yet. It's got three perfectly good targets in front of it. Since Ellie and Becky and Asher were all three in front of it, it is going to make two sets of claw strikes. We have anything to go off of anybody right now. We'll roll off a d6 here. Call Asher 1 through 2, Becky 3 and 4, and Ellie 5 and 6. So that's 5, so Ellie, you're getting the first set, and that's 2, so Asher, you're getting the second set. So, Ellie... It is a 19 and only a 12.
The 12 misses.
Okay. So, a couple d8s of slashing. So that's 11 slashing damage and 3 fire damage.
Perfect.
And Asher. One's a natural 2, but the other is a natural 20.
Cool.
So 28 points of slashing damage. 16 points of fire damage. So that is its action. As a bonus action, it is going to look back towards where Marquise is standing by the brazier next to him, and you see that inside of the brazier, this obsidian spike seems to grow out of the ground all of a sudden.
Nails.
And that will finish that one. So up next is Becky.
Okay. I think with with a heavy flap of her wings, she's gonna push herself back here just a little bit to give her some space.
You would be leaving since you were up next to the crystal, which is where it appeared from. You would be leaving melee range.
Okay.
You're going to take attack of opportunity? Or do you want to take an action to disengage?
I won't take an action. No.
Do you have a spell to... Okay.
Hold on. I think I am going to... I will move away. And... you know, there is something here. Yeah, I'm gonna move away, because that is better for me in the long term, so.
Okay. So it is going to take, a swipe at you.
Okay, noted.
Does a 16 hit you?
Yeah, that'll definitely hit me.
Okay.
One
claw.
One second.
Only 4 slashing damage and 6 fire damage.
Okay, that's fine.
4
and 6?
Yep.
Okay. Yes.
And then I need you to make me a constitution saving throw.
Oh, good.
Which you have disadvantage on.
Yep. Hold on. One thing at a time. Okay, that would suck. That's like a 5, I don't know.
Okay.
5 or 6.
So where Ifrit's nails drag across you, you see this searing imprint of what looks like interlocking chains suddenly sear itself onto your skin.
Okay.
But you are good to continue your turn now.
Okay. No, okay. I had a reaction. I don't know what happened to it. Anyway, I'm going to lay down my ley lines as bonus action.
Alrighty then, laying them where you're at.
Yep, I will spend 2 Nokian dice on that.
Okie dokie.
Then for my action, I will cast... I'm going to cast a Cone of Cold on it.
Okay.
It needs to make me a con save of 16.
To fail with a 5.
Okay, so because I was in my glyph when I did that, I add 2 damage die because I spent 2 Anokian points on it. So that will be 10d8 damage. Cold damage. Should have sorted my dice before this.
I've heard that many dice from you, Travis, since you played your rogue.
What was that?
I haven't heard that many dice since you played Chats.
Uh-huh. Okay, so... 8. Okay. 88. So, and I gotta do 4 more. Hold on. And then... sorry, folks. Still learning my new character. Okay, so these all get rerolled. Perfect. So let's see. 10, 25, 35. Hold on. And then I need to roll four more. Then that would be 53 cold damage.
Nicely done.
Oh, what's that? Oh,
how much cold damage was that? Wow.
Freezing. Winter storm.
Oh, I thought I could reduce damage on something. Anyway, so.
Did you want to move anymore? You're in your ley line, so.
I am in my ley line. However, there is things I can do with that. Let's see, I think I moved like
5 feet.
Was it only 5 feet that I moved back?
You could have moved however further back you wanted before you placed your ley lines. I will allow you to choose because you still have movements before you set down.
I took the damage either way.
Yeah.
So I'll say I went back 10 feet and then let's see.
Are you placing your ley lines at that 10 feet then?
Yes. Okay. So that is my ley line location. And then and then I need to roll these Enochian dice to determine how long these ley lines last. So, which I believe they are D8s were my Enochian dice, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So, two of them. So, it will last 8 rounds.
All right. So, your ley lines, this illusory set of glyphs appears below Becky's feet and starts churning in space. Go ahead and describe what your glyph looks like.
So I think to just explain the whole scene, these purple flames like start drifting off of the glyphs on my arms and legs. Like encircling me and forming these glyphs in the ground. Just unleash this just wave and flurry. Looks like a blizzard just coming out of my hands, encrusting Ifrit with very temporary icicles, I'm sure. And just, pelting him with ice and snow. And then I think I only use 10 feet of movement. I will use, let's see, I have 40 feet of flight. So I'll say I'll just shoot up into the air. We'll say 20 feet. That's about half my flight movement. So I use less than half of my walking movement. So... I'll go up 20 feet into the air, just so I'm kind of out of the way, and that will be my turn.
Sounds good. Next up, Ash.
Okay. I guess my question is, let me find that up here. Can I move my guy?
I can use my
move. If I move to there, I can move around him, right?
Yeah, yep. If you move down just a little bit south, are you trying to get advantage with Ellie? Yeah, if you went down just a little bit further south, yeah, you'd be able to have advantage from Ellie there.
So I'm going to move around them there. As a bonus action, I'm going to cast Hunter's Mark on him.
Okay, he's marked.
And then I am just going to swing at him, like a couple swings, with my sword. Let me double check. Oh, that is a 24 for the first one.
24 will hit.
Okay, and I'll roll for the second one. That's a natural 20.
Nicely done.
Okay.
Woo!
So for the first one, it's two. Wait. 1d8 and a d6. That's what the cool ones. So that first attack. Ooh, what is that number? What is that? Is that a 7?
I think that is.
Or is it a 1?
Shit, it doesn't follow this.
Like, okay. So, I don't know why I rolled this dice. I don't know what it is. It looks like a hatchet?
That's it.
That's, okay, so 2, 4, 6. Oh, I think it's an 8. It's the 8. Because it's the even. Okay, so an 8 plus 7 is 15. Plus I rolled, I think just a 1 on the 6. So that's 16, not for the first one, I believe.
Okay.
Okay, and then the second one, it's a really pretty dice, but I'm not going to roll it because that was confusing. The second one was the natural 20. I'm going to roll the 2d8s, 7 and 4. So 14 plus 4 is 18 plus 6 plus 4. So another 10 on top of that. Right? 18, so 28 for the second one.
Yep.
Cool. And then I think that's all I can do. That was my action, bonus action, movement. Yeah.
All right.
Did you include the mark damage?
I did. I even doubled it.
Good.
All right. Anything else from Asher?
Oh, sorry. I don't... Whatever.
All right. So, after Asher, Marquise, you are...
I'm beginning to think that I should have been working on creating some sort of... Adderall potion. So, I think he's not moved.
Nope.
Well, I think to start, I'll just follow suit with the cold shit, and we're going to apologize in advance. I'm going to pull a white fang from the bandolier.
Alrighty then. Gave you all of your bandolier things, right? Or have I not yet? Don't remember. We've done all of them yet.
I don't see it on here.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, so I need a good D8. Okay. Yes. I have not seen this yet.
Oh.
What's the number?
It's a 1.
It's a 1.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I need you to choose a number between 1 and 10.
5.
5?
Fuck.
This is different, though.
Okay. So, let's do your... We'll handle your potion first. Let's handle white thing first.
Okay. Alright. 2. I need a dex save from Ifrit. I'm sure he'll totally be fine, but no.
He's not. He only got an 8.
He ate. Is that what they say?
All right. And...
Is that Vore?
Oh, the guy with the boot?
Hey, that's pretty good. So 7, 11 for bludgeoning. Bludge. 13 cold, and then, so yeah, it takes full damage because it failed. It's now standing in rough terrain.
Alright. You all see as, the bandolier spins on, Marquis's chest as it has, and he pulls out a familiar-looking white vial and gets ready to chuck it. You've all seen this portion before. As he does, there is this sudden flash of white light. This is going to be interesting, because we're going to find out a little bit of our Marquise here.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Well, we as the audience, maybe not we as the party. Unfortunately. Marquise, as soon as you throw that vial and it begins to take effect, time stops for you for a moment. Now, Marquise isn't a very, maybe not. What would Marquise hold above all else as a a belief. Probably not a deity, I'm assuming.
No. Science, right? Yeah. It'd be, at this point, science and his current assignment.
There is a voice that seems to resonate from all around you. It's funny because, like, it's calming, it smells like your lab, it is the noxious fumes of potion making, but also at the same time, like, there are those smells that kind of induce a little bit of euphoria for you when you're mixing potions. And this soft, subtle voice comes from nowhere and says, "Be wary, you're being stalked. Your former self is near you. Be wary." And then the time stops. The time stops. And you kind of take a look around and see that everybody is currently in the midst of battle and may not have seen or heard what had just transpired.
Well, that was odd. Well, trying not to let that distract me from the current giant monster in front of me, I will try to take a shot at it. And
go for it. What kind of coin are we pumping into it?
Oh, let's see. Yeah, we're gonna go for gold.
Going for gold.
Going for the gold, popping out the rifle. All right. Don't fuck me. Plus, move, go away,
sir.
Should be your dex.
16.
16, unfortunately, will not hit. So it seems like the bullet was definitely on track, but it's almost like the heat around Ifrit melts the gold bullet that was being fired right as it, like, reaches a few feet out, and it just, like, slags into gold on the floor.
Gold has a really high melting point, so... or, like, a really low melting point, I should say, so... Maybe that's the best choice for fire.
Oh, shit.
Anything else, Marcus?
No.
Thanks for tuning in to the Campaigns of the Plains channel. To catch new material every Friday on YouTube, and make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Now, on with the show.
Do you like supporting artists? Do you like nerdy things like Dungeons & Dragons? Then Co-op Creations SD is the store for you. You can find adorable dragons, menacing mind flayers, and jealous jelly cubes to accompany you on your adventures. Need a way to safely transport your math rocks? Then their homemade dice bags will keep your click-clacks warm. Stop on by their Etsy page soon, as stock is limited.
Din, you are up.
Din and Naffer are gonna go up to Ifrit.
Get on up there.
Oh,
get on up.
I don't know.
And Din's gonna morph on the way there.
What are you morphing into?
We're both gonna be corals.
Double coral. Coral.
Coral.
Coral.
Carl?
And we're both gonna tentacle it.
Oh.
Whoa.
So much tentacle. Okay. I'm gonna do next attack.
Okay.
First one is 17.
17 does not hit.
Okay.
Ooh.
Second
it
attack.
Burns a little bit of its tentacle.
It was a natural one.
Natural one. Yes. That first singed tentacle kind of makes Knack, like, reel back a little bit, and that second attack just misses.
Oh, it's like,
his heart wasn't in it.
This singed kitty.
Yeah. Din's hesitating, but she's gonna hit it anyway.
Alright.
Try again. Din's turn is 11.
11, unfortunately. You also feel the searing heat around Ifrit with the tentacles, which are, you know, feelers in their own right, so you're not used to that sensation having morphed into Knack, and then all of a sudden it just kind of stings a bit before it even hits.
Okay, let's try.
Alright.
Another one.
Oh no!
can of shit. Okay.
So mind. Yeah, both of the cats like try to hit Ifrit, but the flames around Ifrit just kind of catch their little tentacle whips around their whiskers, and they just pull back, and you got little searing little bits of your tentacle whiskers there. So both the cats hiss back. After Din, it's Ellie.
Oh, okay. Ellie's gonna look up at the big Ifrit who just set her on fire and made her a little dumbfounded, and she's gonna cast Mage Armor on herself.
That good call.
Does not require a concentration. And then she's gonna pick Poppy up and chuck Poppy at Ifrit, and as she does it, she's gonna summon Anima.
Okay, setting down Anima.
Yes.
All right.
Setting down Anima, like, right over... Come here. Come here, you little shit. Put it right, like, over here-ish. Yeah. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
And then, I don't... Can Anima attack now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Poppy's been out, so...
Okay. Oh. What did I do? Okay. So, Anima's gonna...
Anima just can't move after she's been summoned, so
yeah,
remember.
Yeah. That's fine. All of her things are ranged.
So, you guys see for the second time, especially Becky, now a familiar visage as this Aeon erupts from the ground, being pulled from this ethereal chain from nowhere. This hook that brings this almost likened image of yourself mixed with an Aeon to the surface.
I'm gonna move. I'm gonna move it actually. You're just like, yeah, okay. So I'm gonna enkindle.
Okay.
Wait, can I enkindle?
Are you the proper level to enkindle?
Yeah.
Well then, why wouldn't you be able to enkindle?
I don't know. I'm gonna enkindle. I haven't had combat in a while, okay?
Okay.
Oblivion. At this thing. It's really a ranged spell, but everybody's not in range, so it's fine. con saving throw of my DC. What's my DC?
It's your spell save DC.
Oh, it's my DC.
Yes.
It's mine. Okay.
It's yours. 16
is my
16 is what it rolled.
Okay, so magic defender wins, so it will only take half damage. And then so I need 4d10s. 10. That's a 10. Wait, 10? They don't look the same size. Oh, they are.
Sorry, folks. Everybody's just not prepared with their dice tonight.
Okay, so that's 6, 12 plus 10 is 22 plus 23 halved.
23 halved? Okay.
And it's necrotic damage.
Mm-hmm.
He's saved, so he's not vulnerable to it. I did my action, I did my bonus action. I will take an attack of opportunity to just, like, go, like, just, like, over here. Just as far back as
I can. It has already used its reaction this turn, so...
Perfect. I'm just gonna run away. Ellie is not made for in-person combat. She is made out of paper mache. So, done. Yeah, that's it. That's my turn.
Okay. So after Elspeth, Milos, you are up.
Okay. I am going to move 30 feet to start. So I'm going to move all the way down here. Like away from everybody.
Okay.
And then I'm going to summon, my Lupin, right about there. It's 'cause I want it to be 10 feet away, when it appears, so it will hit anything within 10 feet of it.
Sounds
so good. I just want to hit the edge of Ifrit and no one else, but I also want it to stay outside of melee, as far as I know.
Okay.
So he needs to make a dex save. DC 17.
Saves have not been good tonight. That is a 9.
Okay. That is... that's only 3 radiant damage, or light.
Okay.
But that shows when it shows up, he gets hit by a bright blinding light that hurts him a little bit. Then can I instruct with my bonus action?
Yep, you still have your bonus action, right? Because
It's an action to summon it.
Yep.
Okay, so I will have my Luma, which looks like a radiant, like angelic being with like large wings, but like a female visage, and she is going to just like lazily point her arm at this thing and shoot a radiance at it, which is a ranged spell attack. Oh, that's definitely gonna miss. That's only like a 14 to hit.
Fortunately, the radiance gets mixed in with the mixing shiftingness of the air around the flames, and she can't quite lock on with that radiance.
Cool. Question, did the Cone of Cold seem like it did extra damage to Ifrit when it hit?
It definitely looked like it did quite a bit of damage, yeah.
It did? Okay. Sounds good. That's my movement, action, and bonus action. I'm good.
Okay. Back at the top of the round, it is Ifrit's turn.
Oh, good.
He is going to use his lair action to summon Nail. So, there are now two obsidian pillars that seem to dart out. Kind of down here, or up here in the northwestern section, and down here on the southwestern section. So that is that one. And then as part of his turn, as his bonus action, he is going to chain beings. So as part of that, Infernal Fetter. He is going to take the chain from Becky as he reaches it, leaps up into the air, reaches and looks like it's going to hit Becky, but grasps something right in front of her. This chain seems to appear, and it turns around and hits you, Asher, right in the chest. And this, like, chain begins to form in the air between the two of you.
I was joking when I said the chains. I was joking!
So, as part of Infernal Fetters...
It looks like we're doing Infernal Extreme after all.
you guys are... I'm going to have to count. So, Becky is 20 feet in the air, and she is roughly 25 feet away from Asher. Inclining math... roughly about 35
feet. Pythagorism. Theorem.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm gonna roughly it because we're not gonna waste time on math. Somebody can comment later on how much that is, but we will call it roughly 35 feet. So for each 5 feet that there is between the two of you, you will take 1d6 of fire damage each.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay, I guess we'll start preparing the health potions.
That's not too terrible. It's 2, 4, 6, so that's 10 fire damage on the 4. 11, 17, 21 fire damage to both of you.
Oh. Ouch.
As this chain pulses between you and sends out this rippling wave of heat. And then as its action, it is going to use Searing Wind. So from the areas of the nails, everybody within 15, not quite Becky, but Ellie and Marquise, I need the two of you to make me Constitution saving throws.
What?
You heard me.
No. Why? Leave me alone. I run away. Constitution. We have disadvantage on those. Wait.
No.
Oh, it's a new round. Yep. It's a new round.
It did not use its layer action to keep the heat up.
Okay, so I got a...
Oh, I apologize. This is, sorry, this is just Marquise making this constitution saving throw.
Oh, I thought you were saying...
Searing Wind. Oh, I'm thinking of the wrong ability. Oh, okay. This is Searing Wind that it's using. It's targeting Marquise with this one.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. Well, it was a 16.
16? Okay. So, you don't take any damage. However, there is now this build-up aura of heat around you. It seems like it is building up. Like, you can almost hear, like, what sounds like wood cracking, like that kind of fire building up around you. It's not hurting you at all, but something is happening around you. That is its turn. Becky, you are up.
Okay. I think I'm going to yell down to Din and her pet. Get out of the way. I need to cast something.
Oh.
I think I'll use...
You are really high up, so if you aim it directly at its face, you might be able to.
I know. I can't cast something from the glyph, though, without hitting them.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think while waiting for them to get out of the way, I will cast Ray of Frost.
Okie dokie.
Okay. That is going to be a 22 to hit.
Will definitely hit.
Cool. Yeah, that's 8 cold damage.
8 cold damage, yeah. It definitely looks like it douses a little bit of his flames a little more than anything else like most of the other folks in your party are doing, so.
Okay. I think I'll use my flight for this turn to go my full 40 feet higher from where I'm at.
Okie dokie. Anything else?
That's my turn.
Asher, it is your turn.
Okay, so is that chain still attaching us?
Mm-hmm. So Becky's like flying away from the chain.
So if we get farther apart, it does damage, or it only does that damage when...
It didn't do anything as Becky moved away.
Okay, so we have a little bit of like...
Seems like that.
Okay, that answers that question. So he will move here, if he could, to be opposite...
Of Din and...
Of Din and Knack.
Knack, yep.
Knack. How's he look? He looks like...
He looks like a pretty pissed off demon lion. He looks like a
big old demon lion.
Mm-hmm.
Not a cold demon lion.
Not a cold demon lion, but a really pissed off.
He's still really pissed off.
Huh? Yep.
Okay. I'll just take two. I'll start swinging at him, I guess.
Sounds good.
So, first attack, 23.
Oh, yeah.
And then 23 again.
Yep.
So, that is... 22 plus 3. So 25 damage. I think that's all he... Oh, he'll just... Action surge.
Action surge.
And he will go again at this point.
Sounds good.
Next one... Ooh, it might not... That probably does not hit. That's an 18.
An 18 just hits.
Oh, sweet. 18 hits. Okay. And then he gets one more. Oh, that's another nat 20. Okay, so the first one did hit, so that would be 6 plus 7 is 13 plus 2, which is 15, correct?
Okay,
and then that second one is a nat 20, so that's, rolling really bad, 10 plus 7 is 17 plus 3, so that's another 20.
Okay.
So that's what he's got.
Sounds good.
Let me mark off that I did some stuff.
Anything else for Asher, though?
I think that is all he can do at that point. He moved, he attacked. Any bonus action would get rid of Hunter's Mark, and then he actioned.
Okay, so not keeping Hunter's Mark up then?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, because if I use any other of my bonus action or concentration,
yep.
So it would concentration would break on Hunter's Mark. So he's going to keep that as of right now.
Alright, Marquise, you are up. At the beginning of your turn, this fire around you begins to build, and it bursts out from around you. Let's see. He is too high up for it to affect, but Elspeth is still within your area. So, Ellie, I need you to make me a strength saving throw.
Strength?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you think I'm made out of? Okay.
About to find out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got a four.
Four. So... What is your constitution modifier, Marquise?
On mod is plus two.
Okay. I need you to roll me 2d6s then.
5 and 4.
So, Ellie, you take 9 fire damage.
Why did you hit me?
And you are pushed 10 feet backwards. Almost to the edge of this platform.
Nope. Also, was I just like thrown into her?
No. It was an explosion around your body.
So I'm like...
I already moved you.
Oh, you already moved me. Okay.
Yeah. So just...
That's okay. I wanted to be far away.
So yeah, you are like... You see this like rippling like area, this burning area around Marquise's body, like this glow around the leathers that he's wearing just suddenly combusts and go around him and pushes everything, rocks, dirt, anything around him. Becky, you are in the air, but you kind of feel the air kind of waft up towards you as you look down and see this fiery energy force around Marquise just push in all directions.
I wonder if I fall off the map,
so to view from the top. It's your turn, Marquise. What are you doing?
Have I noticed these flames around the arena reacting in any way when he does... any of his any actions or
they start to
damage.
Like gout to fire, but only the ones that have those dark obsidian pillars through them. But every time he does that, you actually see like the other ones, the other braziers, start to like come to life a little bit too.
Okay.
Why not?
Yeah, imagine 8 mammoths. There are 6 of us.
I think mammoths are fire resistant.
Well, the dinosaurs weren't.
Mm.
I think the mammoths survived after the dinosaurs, don't they?
Yeah.
I think they were like.
I mean,
after.
According to the Ice Age movies, which are, of course, law in science,
canon.
They're canon.
World canon.
I've never seen those movies, so I don't know.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay.
Classic.
What do you do, Marquise?
I came out when I was in college. I didn't.
All right. So I have these in my inventory. So I'm going to go ahead and just use one as an action. Just to test a theory. I want to throw a white fang at... we'll just throw it at this one next to me.
Okay.
Yeah, that one.
It can't make saves as it is stationary. So, you can just...
I am going to...
Are you going to move? Or are you just tossing it kind of behind it so you get... Yeah, you could toss it behind it a little bit and it would still...
I'm going to take a few steps away from it.
Okay.
I don't know what this thing's going to do.
Just a three-pointer?
Don't step towards me.
Back it up.
I'm going to throw the white fang so that it at least surrounds it. Doesn't come, touch me or anything, but... Just see what happens. I guess if you said it just fails, so...
Yeah. No, it does not have a save. It is an inanimate object.
It's... so, 12 bludgeoning... 13 cold... does anything happen?
Yes, the flame goes out, and there is no longer an obsidian pillar there.
I did something.
I think we should try to... take the others down. And, that was an action. So I...
Do not throw one of your bandit potions anywhere near me, Marquise!
Do it. Do it.
A sleight of hand, another...
Are you taking one off your bandolier?
I've got another one on my bandolier. Yeah, we'll do it.
Okay.
Oh my god. Oh, ducks.
Walk that fucking duck.
Actual party.
I'm targeting the one.
Mm-hmm. I'm still here.
Like,
my Ellie?
Yeah.
Okay. iPad time down.
Oh, I see.
So, basically, you don't have to roll the damage. I just need you to roll your bandolier.
Okay. Oh, yo, this is the other one we haven't seen yet.
My god, we're getting all the ones we haven't seen.
Yeah, surprise. 1 and 4 were the only ones we haven't seen yet.
Which one do you say this was
so
4?
So this is a 4.
Yeah.
This is all of them now, yeah.
Yep. So. I need you to roll me percentile real quick.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. 26. Pick me a number between, we'll say 1 and 10. No, actually, let's do 1 and 14.
14. Let's go with 3.
3. Because this would work, wouldn't work otherwise. You toss the potion and the bandolier begins to spin around you. It suddenly, starts to form this red sash, which slowly starts to move out over your body and form, this kind of red stylized armor. Kind of has a little bit of these puffy shoulders, and you see as it forms this red and white armor around you, kind of gold filigree work. On your belt, you see a rapier form. On your head, you have a red helm with this white plumage that comes out on top.
Is he still wearing the mask?
Huh? Yes! So it looks a little funny on him, but yes. You take on the visage of a warrior of Eld known as the Onion Knight.
Oh.
The Onion Knight has a rapier as its damage. It is a magical Vorpal rapier. This Vorpal rapier has a 10% chance to just outright kill its enemy. It is a rapier worth of damage. Onion Knight is always hasted. You now have haste for the rest of the combat here. As well as... No, that's it for this one. Okay, yeah, because he has a couple different forms.
Well, you're hasted. Do you have another action?
You do. The bandolier is gone, however.
What the fuck am I?
Who am I?
Alright, I guess, I'm gonna I feel like I've just become a bad lad now, so...
Go stab
I'm
it!
I'm gonna go, like, just charge it down with my goddamn fucking...
With your rapier?
And I'm gonna just swing at it.
Yeah. So you have double movement from haste, so you're good. The Onion Knight's plus to attack is a +6. +6 to attack, +6 to damage. It uses dexterity as it.
Rapiers are D8s, right?
Rapiers are a D8.
Okay.
Yep.
Alright. That's only a 15.
Unfortunately, a 15 does not. But you have another. You get another attack.
Okay, so you said +6, so mm-hmm. That would be a 19.
19 does hit. Go ahead and roll me percentile first.
I don't want to get out of the way, whatever.
If you roll, we'll go highs, so 90% or above.
Do it, right? You just gotta land like that. See? Simple as. No.
So unfortunately, Ifrit just doesn't outright die.
That would have been fucking hilarious.
But yes, you do have a D8 worth of damage, +6.
10.
All right. You see everybody around you in a blur, this red flash with a beak-like mask come darting in and do a couple of quick plunges with a rapier.
The image of the Onion Knight with a beak mask is just...
All right. Anything else, Marquise?
Just became the Chocobo Knight, basically.
Din, you're up.
So disengage is... That's an action, right?
Disengaging is an action, yes. You do have advantage from Asher being on the other side now, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit it.
Okay.
I'm gonna do max first.
Okay.
11.
11 does not hit, unfortunately.
21.
21 will hit.
Oh wait, advantage, right?
Knack doesn't have advantage.
Knack doesn't have advantage. You have advantage from Asher.
It's 13 bludgeoning and then 4 piercing.
All right. That's Knack's go.
Yeah. That was a second. Yeah, so my turn.
Yep. And you will have advantage. 18 will hit.
10 bludgeoning. 5 piercing.
Okay.
Second hit. 22.
Holy shit. All right. He's looking pretty rough now.
No, that was a hit.
I was like, holy shit, what happened to this coral? Okay.
No, this is actually 13 bludgeoning.
Okay.
And then 5 piercing.
It's still pretty darn close.
Yeah, so now I'm leaving. I'm taking the opportunity.
You're taking an opportunity
I'm
attack?
I'm leaving.
Okay.
Becky said to go.
It is going to take a swipe at you. And then.
Yep. I'm gonna go south.
That's a natural 18 for 22.
Ow, okay. Oh, wait. I'm a coral. There's something weird with that. Displacement stuff?
Oh, yes. Displacement. Disadvantage.
Yeah.
It's 14 for 18, then.
Yeah, it still hits.
Okay. Then, d8 is 6 points of slashing damage and 6 points of fire damage. To slashing damage, you do. Yep.
Fire, too?
Not in your coral form.
Oh, okay. So, and then, my pet's leaving.
Your pet's leaving?
Yeah, we're both leaving. We're going.
Yeah, your pet won't take an attack of opportunity because it is fine.
Wait, it doesn't?
No, because he's already used his reaction to attack you.
Okay. Oh, cool.
So, anything else?
Is that far enough away, I hope?
What's that?
I don't know how far I can go, but I'm just going to say we're going this way.
How much is your movement? Because you're out to...
40.
Yeah, you're out to 20. You're fine.
Oh, okay. You know what? This will be fine.
Okay.
I hope.
After Din, else?
Oh, okay, so I get a turn, and also Anima gets a turn.
Yes.
Okay. I'll do Anima first.
Pets, they all get turns, too.
So Anima is going to... Anima gets a turn separately with me, unless I enkindle, right?
Unless you enkindle. It can take its basic attack action.
Okay, so it's gonna do... spell attack. Oh, I see spell attack. Okay. 17? 17
misses.
Shit! Well, Anima didn't do shit. It's fine. 17. Okay. I'm going to... Oh, you're a frick. I'm gonna do chromatic orb.
Okie dokie.
I hurl a spear. I'm gonna choose cold damage and then make a ranged spell attack. Okay, I'm gonna cast it at third level so it does 5d8, but I gotta cast first.
You still have to attack, yes.
Yes. Magic is so confusing! Okay.
Is it a natural 20?
It's a natural 20.
There you go.
So that's 5d8 cold damage double. Two, three, four. That'll be another 8 in this bitch. 6.
Just roll those twice. Double it.
I'm just gonna roll. Well, I'm gonna roll twice. Okay, so I got 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 20. 28. 45 cold damage.
Damn.
That's a lot of damage. He is looking really rough.
Perfect. I don't really have bonus actions, so I'm looking to see if I I don't have anybody. I'm done. Bring your D8 back.
Milos, you are up.
Okay. Clarification.
Oh, shoot.
Luma is supposed to have two attacks because it's a tier two, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, because every other tier two has two attacks, but this one does not for some reason. Well, so I just wanted clarification so I know if he's supposed to have two or not.
Yep.
So I will have him move, or her move, sorry. I will have her move away. I'll move close to me, actually. And as she's running, she's going to do her two ranged attacks of Radiant Light. One's a 28 to hit, and one of them is like a 13.
Yep, first one will definitely hit.
Okay. That is 10 radiant damage.
Okay.
And then for my action, I'm going to do a Chromatic Orb. And how rough is he looking?
He's looking pretty rough. He's beat up quite a bit.
Okay. I think I'm going to do... I'm just going to do a Chromatic Orb at him. And that is a 27 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. Can I borrow some D8s, please? I need 5 more. I'm doing this at 5th level. I figure I might as well go home. Go big, right? That's cold if you didn't guess that. Oh gosh, that's 2 ones. That's 18 and 5. 23,
24,
25.
25
cold.
Nice.
Still standing. His flames are sputtering. But he is still kicking.
Cool, cool, cool. That is my turn.
Okay. Back to the top of the round. It is Ifrit's turn. So, it is going to use... probably the rest of its bag. Yep. First thing it's going to do would have to be lair action, so... it is going to use Radiant Plume. And you see, as a number of these feathers seem to drop down onto, from almost out of nowhere, it seems, onto the area around you all.
Becky and Milos still changed together.
Yes. Which is the next fun thing that happens.
Becky and
Ash.
Oh, Becky and Ash.
Because Becky flew up another 20 feet during her last turn. And
didn't
Ash...
she try to kill you? And herself.
So we're
probably
gonna...
probably herself more, honestly.
We're gonna quick mass it because 20 would add another 10. So that's... that's... we'll call it 40 for safety's sake.
4D.
4D feet.
Oh.
So.
That's 8D6s?
Yep.
You're big, strong, beefy.
I just took a bunch of damage.
Me too.
So that is, we will just double it to make it fast. That'll be 16 points of fire damage to both of you.
That scared me for a second.
6? What?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No, I rolled like poo. I had 3 ones in there, so...
it's okay. I like it when you roll bad.
Of course you do. So that was its lair action. And that was the chains. Then for its action... Ifrit is kind of getting down to the last of its wires, so it is going to use Hellfire. Of the flames remaining, you see that Ifrit bursts into flames from where he's at, and the flames go to the two braziers that are part of the fire. They start to grow in flame, and anything caught in these, I don't know if you guys can see me measuring this out here.
No, I can't.
Okay, so it's straight line southwest from the northeastern flame, which would hit Asher.
A lot of directions.
Yeah, let me, you know what, I will, you guys can see this?
Yeah.
This would hit Asher.
I bet the other one will also hit Asher.
This one is actually going to be able to hit Marquise. So.
See.
You're going to be a Blumenauer.
I was right about that shit.
So. For Asher.
Righty.
That is a 24 to hit. And then to Marquise. That is an 18 to hit.
Oh, that. That's just a hit?
To hit.
Oh, yeah, that'll hit. I thought that was damage.
No,
sorry.
That's 24
to
hit.
Did you see my AC changed?
Your AC does change. Let me... to 18 if it wasn't before.
Okay.
So,
well, it still hits then.
It still hits you, yeah. So, this is...
shield potion.
Yeah. Only half of... the I need one more D6. This is only going to be half of this damage because luckily your alchemist friend has the witherall to have doused two of these flames. So.
Just saying, there's three people coming after I said to do something about the other two.
Oh, and makes 18. It, like, so half 18 is nine. Nine fire damage to the both of you. And
that's
then.
I thought it took 24. So, I'm not
going
with the 9.
That's the fire damage. And then...
Sorry.
He's using both of his claws as well as he drags them along the ground. So, it is an extra 9, 10, 11, 12 slashing damage to both of you.
So, was that 24 you talked about, basically?
23, yeah.
Yeah,
it's pretty close. That was on, like, 21, like that.
Then he reappears in the spot that he had previously been in.
Huh.
But that is his turn. Becky, it is your turn.
I am going to use my movement to teleport to my glyph.
Okay.
I spend an Enochian point. As part of my spell attack, to sharp cast.
All right.
Which gives me advantage on the attack roll. And I am going to attempt to thread the needle with a cone of cold between my allies.
Okay. What is cone of cold? What's the
30 feet? Let me read it.
What is the cone of?
Yep. It is.
It's not an attack roll. It's a save.
It is a save.
So you can't get advantage though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
Do you want to choose another?
Oh yeah.
Sharp casting then. You haven't cast it yet, so I'll allow you to change it if you want.
Okay.
I know you have other fun things you can do too. And I'll look up Cone of Cold in the meantime here. 60 feet.
It is 60 feet. I don't think for this particular move I have anything that applies. So...
You'd still be able to thread the needle just barely missing Asher. Or you could aim it a little south and... you would hit Luma, though.
Okay. Yeah, I want to thread the needle and avoid Asher for sure. If I hit the... if I hit Milos's elemental, so be it.
Yeah, that would be your choice right now with the 60 feet, is you would either hit Luma or you would hit Asher, so.
Yeah, sorry, Luma, you're dying. I will need, it's constitution saves.
Between allies, I was letting him know.
Yeah, so yeah, constitution save from Ifrit and,
Luma.
Oh, that's definitely a fail. It's a four. A
natural one.
Oh.
We both failed.
Damn. Okay.
If it only passed, like, one
save. Yeah, I have been rolling poop on saves.
Big fire duck. Not much. Not fast. Big fire duck. It's really fast. It was rough.
Yeah. I thought this dice would do me a little bit better tonight, but,
Because you fell for me and it knows.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hold on. Math. 16, 31, 45 plus, so that'll be 49 cold damage. Or, wait, yes, 49 cold damage.
Go ahead and break your limit.
On different answers.
Luma's still alive.
Oh!
Just barely.
Oh my god. Yeah, I think, because I'm coming in at this angle, I think, it kind of catches the flames that are wrapping itself around Ifrit, and, like, the ice catches, like, the plasma and starts freezing it until it creates this icicle cocoon around Ifrit and just freezes it solid in place.
Awesome. And he shatters from this cold, and pyreflies begin to float everywhere. The crystal is now back where it has been. And that is where we will pick up next time.
Oh.
Thanks for joining us, guys. Hope you had fun listening tonight. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Campaigns of the Plains channel. Catch new material every Friday on YouTube, and make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook